Game Time is supported by South Dakota Career and Technical Student Organizations. Learn more at sdctso.org.
Coming up on Game Time, who doesn't love a good old-fashioned dunk? We'll dig up some dunks, sure to please. Plus, we run through the headlines from last week in high school hoops. And as always, we've got game changers who put up some big stat lines. All coming up next on Game Time.
All right, another week of Game Time here on SDPB. I'm Nate Weck, joined as always by Jason and Dara. Another week of just a lot of good stuff to talk about.
A bunch of stuff. And as we get toward the end of the year here, you know, we're going to be talking about player of the years. We're going to be talking about playoff paths. And this week, we're gonna tip the hat to some of the best dunks that we've seen across the state in honor of the NBA dunk contest that comes around about this time every year. That's after all tons of other good stuff that we've got planned for you.
Yeah, it's just crazy like how tall some of these high school kids are these days, the athleticism that they have. You know, we always see the dunks, you know, during the state tournaments and stuff like that. But yeah, today we're going to get a chance to see some of those dunks throughout the regular season. And that's what's going to make this fun.
Can't wait. That'll be fun.
All right, let's get to some of the headlines first. Let's start first. I had an opportunity to be in Wagner this past week and sat down for a really nice interview with Ashlyn Copel, who is one of the most highly recruited athletes we've ever had in the state, boys or girls. And she's going to be going to the University of Nebraska to play for Amy Williams down there. So she's super pumped about that. Obviously, she's still soaking in, you know, these last, what, you know, 4 or 5 weeks here of the season. But yeah, that was really fun. And we actually had a chance to pull a little bit of some of that interview to share it with you today on Ashlyn Copel's reaction to being named an honoree for the McDonald's All-Star Game.
Yeah, it's a huge honor just to receive like that level of recognition. And I think that does go to show that the time I've put in has really paid off. I remember I was like walking on my way to practice and I saw that. And it was just kind of a full circle moment, like knowing that I actually did that. And yeah, I just like am super thankful for all the people around me that have pushed me to do what I've done and been there for me every step of the way. So yeah, it's huge. I thought just like being a nominee for it was really cool. And then when I actually got selected, like it was just like so surreal. And yeah, I was just super proud of myself just knowing that I actually did that, so.
All right, so as you can see, Ashlyn Copel, very locked in, doesn't show a lot of emotion on camera.
Yeah.
But you know what, when it comes to the court and stuff like that, and when she does get comfortable and stuff too, sounds like she's a real ball to be around. A lot of jokes and stuff like that that she likes to partake in.
Yeah, she's just been a joy just to watch on the court over the last few years and just to see how she's led her team this year. You know, they've been moving up the rankings here recently, and I think they've got a real shot to make some noise here in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one quick more shout out to Wagner. Great hospitality in the community of Wagner. And if you ever get a chance, Jandy, I recommend going to Boom's Family Restaurant in Wagner.
Okay.
We'll let you down.
I'm there.
All right, well, let's get to some of the other ones. There was a school record broken. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, pretty important school record. At Huron, Blake Elwine broke the record of his dad, Jay Elwine, who had a crazy amount of 1,383 points. And now Blake Elwine, as of Saturday, had 1,394 points. But look at the season that Blake is having. 22 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, 4 assists per game. And, of course, he's shooting nearly 50% and killing it from the free throw line. I think this guy is really showing his versatility off, which is why schools like SDSU were so excited to get him. And next year he'll be staying in state to play in Brookings. But this year he's got some unfinished business. And congratulations. Really cool that Blake not only has the record now, but broke his own dad's record.
Well, we mentioned Ashlyn Copel, you know, because she broke the school record of her aunt Mandy Copel.
Yeah.
And now you got a family thing happening here too with Huron. That's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
There's another interesting headline we got to talk about this week. It comes from the community of Centerville. A new baby was born. Why don't you tell us about this?
I was calling the Centerville's game on Saturday and talked to Tucker Tornberg before the game, and he said, if I look a little tired, there's a reason. I said, what's going on? He said, I didn't have it. My wife had our second baby this morning. He had the baby in the morning around the 7 o'clock hour, and then later in the day at 11:30 played a basketball game. And he said, trust me, I wouldn't be here if it was okay, wasn't okay with my wife. She said, I insist you go coach this game. And they went up against a really good Spirit Lake team, and they played some of the best ball I've seen them play. Izzy Idy went crazy, and Centerville got a nice win, 67-60. And hopefully Coach Tornberg has had a chance to take a little bit of a rest before it gets crazy busy. But congratulations to the Tornberg family. That's really cool.
Yeah, congratulations, absolutely. Boy. The coaching world never stops, does it?
Oh, man. It is that is a full-time job plus one, and then you add kids into the mix, and it gets crazy quick.
All right. Well, the DAC-12 NEC Clash Roundup took place here as well this past week. Let's go through some of these results real quick.
Yeah, this was the girls' turn this week to play in Madison, where they brought teams down from the northeast part of the state against the DAC-12 teams. And Mobridge Pollock got a nice win. Tegan Connold went for 21. Blake Thompson, their leading scorer, got 13, but it was a decisive win. Tri-Valley played Milbank. It came down to the last quarter where Milbank edged him out 46-44. And how about Bailey Hendricks? All of her points in that game on threes. That's a great way to get 18 points.
Hey, when you're feeling it, you're feeling it, right? Just keep throwing them up.
She was filling it up for sure. And Belle Pauly also went for 20 in that game. Then one of the ranked matchups, or teams getting votes or ranked, West Central took on Ron Colley. And we had not one, not two, but three overtimes to decide this one. Crazy game there.
Oh, I love it. You know, you get close games, but when they go into these extra periods, I mean, just talk about the energy, and for it to be at an event like this, I think it makes it even more fabulous.
Yeah, Casey Jijan and Ellie Knight, big games for West Central. Claire Crawford kept it close for Ron Colley, but couldn't quite get it done. Sioux Falls Christian took on Clark Willow Lake. This one may be one of the more surprising lines of the day, just because Sioux Falls Christian handed it to a pretty good Clark Willow Lake team, 59-23. Leslie Setzer, led the way with 18 points.
Yeah, you know, and one thing about Sioux Falls Christian that I just want to mention real quick, you know, we've been so focused on Makpialuta and then, you know, Lennox and some of these other teams, Hamlins, that maybe, you know, I don't want to say we've forgotten about Sioux Falls Christian, but we maybe just haven't quite talked enough about them in past weeks, and they're a very quality team. I think people forget, they're the defending champs.
They had a lot back this year. The guard play is getting stronger as the year goes, and we know Leslie Setzer gets it done on the inside, so watch out for them. And then the nightcap went to Lennox and Hamlin. This is the second time these two teams played in 2 weeks, and it's really hard to play the same team twice in a couple of weeks. But Hamlin got it done both times. Another close win for them. They used free throws to steal their win with a big fourth quarter from the free throw line. And Addison Neuendorf, Izzy Stephenson led the way as usual with 19 and 13 respectively. A really important win for Hamlin to get not only the one win versus Lennox, but two. That'll help in seed points.
Oh, 100% it's going to help in seed points. And, you know, usually you see these types of matchups and you think, you know, well, if we could split during the, split during the regular season, that would be a win. But for, you know, Hamlin definitely has that upper hand right now, winning, going 2-0 over the Orioles.
They do. And both close games, though, and I think nobody's dismissing Lennox yet. That's for
Absolutely.
Sure. That's a couple losses, but I think they're definitely a team that has a charge left in them.
All right. Well, last week we really hammered in, Jandy, on the undefeated teams, right? We wanted to give props to the teams that were still undefeated. Well, when we kind of started going through it, we realized, hey, there's no B-Boys teams in here because there's no undefeated teams left in B-Boys.
Well, it's kind of chaos right now in Class B, and we've got another new number one this week as Castlewood beat Desmet in a low-scoring, grind-them-out type of game last Tuesday, and it just made me think, like, let's look at the resumes. The difference between the seed points, the rankings, you know, the quality of opponent. Let's look quickly. Vibert Hurley is number one in seed points right now, but they're number two in the rankings. They've taken two really good losses, Hamlin and Centerville, but their wins are about as quality as anybody from Class B. They have beaten Freeman, Pine Ridge, Wall, and Marty, who's a good team. And they still have got the DWU Classic coming up, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, DWU Classic's coming up this weekend. And, yeah, you look at that. You know, we've talked about Freeman. Everybody knows about Pine Ridge with, you know, Marvin Richard III and what he's able
to
do. Wall is an incredibly athletic team. And Marty, fantastic team, too, that's really having a good pop-up year as well. They're really gaining some momentum. So, yeah, these are some really quality wins
for Vibrant. That's why their seed points are ahead, even though they are ranked number two. But let's look at the number two team in seed points right now is Aberdeen Christian. They haven't played quite the same level of schedule, and it's reflected in the rankings. They're not ranked as quite as high.
Yeah, they have a loss against Milbank and then Timber Lake. You know, they have that win against Loyola Frederick. You know, this is where we're going to kind of see what they can do. You know, when they got St. Mary's left on the schedule, you know, they obviously got like Langford, Hitchcock, Tulare, Groton, and those teams as well. But yeah, you know, again, we're not criticizing anybody for like strength of schedule or anything like that. You play the schedule you have, absolutely.
For sure, just breaking down what kind of goes into making these teams contenders. And the next two, DeSmet and Castlewood, couldn't be much closer. They just played last week. They're both coming from Region 2B. So, you know, as you know, only two teams can make it from state per region if everything goes right. And these two teams have been right in the top two or three all season long, and you see lots of quality games for both these two teams.
Yeah, you got DeSmet. You know, they've lost against Clark Willow Lake. Okay, that was an A school. Hamlin, that's an A school.
A good A school.
You know, Castlewood was the one we just talked about just happened, and then Sioux Valley, another A school. That's quality. Yeah. So, yeah, there's some very, you know, not saying that any loss is good, right? But these are quality. The losses that they have are against really good quality teams.
Yeah, exactly. And Castlewood, same time thing. They've lost to Hamlin and Clark Willow Lake. They still have a game coming up with Sioux Valley. Their wins haven't been quite as quality, but they beat DeSmet head-to-head, so that's definitely worth something. So those are your top-tier teams, and I wouldn't dismiss Parkston, Wall, or Freeman. Freeman's really starting to move up in the rankings. They've actually won 12 in a row right now, and they've got a big game in the DWU Classic we'll talk about in the top tilts as well. But I think there's teams even outside of this group that could be mentioned as contenders.
Do you think in Class B this year we could just have a 16-team state tournament?
Well, we should probably go 32 just to make sure we don't leave anybody out. There are a lot of good teams.
Yeah, this will be one of the better years, and we're going to keep talking about this as we get closer to that B-Boys state tournament. But, man, this is just – it's you can feel it. It's really building up that this could be one of the more exciting years up in Aberdeen for the Bees.
It's going to be crazy. A lot of great games going on Tuesday night as well. We got to mention in the headlines that Brandon Valley, the number one team in girls AA basketball, had control of the game against Washington for a while, but Washington made a huge comeback, found a way to get it to overtime before Brandon Valley finally got the 65-60 win. So this Washington team really making some strides in February and making people take notice that they may be a title contender.
All right. Well, and we do need to talk about the Game Changers, which we do every single week where we go through some of the top performers. Again, thank you for everybody for that does send in notes to us. We greatly do appreciate it. And again, some of the names on this list are going to be familiar.
It is, yeah.
And
a couple new ones, though.
A couple new ones as well, and that's what makes it fun.
Let's talk about a couple of those new names on this list. Camden Sissy out of O'Gorman had a big weekend in Rapid City. He went for 19 points, 8 rebounds versus Stevens on Friday, and then Saturday, 29 points against Rapid City Central. How about Alshamon Guther out of Avon, a 24-point, 18-rebound 9-block game, almost a triple-double for the senior in Avon last Thursday night against Bonhomme. Trey Hansen absolutely exploded like he does almost every week. Thursday night had a huge night against Gayville Vallon, a game where he didn't even have to play the whole game. Still got 23 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. And then Saturday, he was amazing. 40 points against Western Christian and 12 rebounds for the senior point guard. He hit 6 three-pointers. He was really good at the beginning of the game and really good at the end of the game, where he just could not miss from outside. He has really led this team, and he should be in consideration for maybe player of the year. We'll get to that in a couple weeks when we talk about that right here on Game Time. Another guy we should maybe consider for player of the year, Aiden Hansen out of Lennox. Aiden went for 30 points, 7 rebounds, 4 three-pointers against Sergeant Bluff Luton in the same Heritage Classic. So it was really an interesting game for him. another huge performance at the Heritage Classic. Brady Hiltunen, the leading scorer for the Sioux Valley Cossacks, went big time on Saturday night. 34 points, 7 rebounds. He hit 5 three-pointers, and he did that against a really good DeSmet team. So congratulations to Brady. We got to keep talking about Thielen Kjærstad of Wall. He is doing some unbelievable things. Last Thursday, went for 48, almost a 50-point night. But he did it because he had 10 of 15 three-pointers against White River. An absolutely huge performance. And then on Saturday, comes back and gets another 24.8 rebound game against Faith. Speaking of West River performances that opened some eyes, how about Hayden Rock out of Sturgis? He went and absolutely crushed on Friday with a 28-point game where he hit several threes, 5 of 8 from beyond the arc against Huron, so that was huge. And then Brady Schrodermeyer, he's been doing it almost every week, another 27-point game for him, almost a double-double against a good Tri-Valley team on Saturday. Gavin Shaw went up against Jace Unzen, T-Area, and Jefferson. That was a classic game on Friday night, and both of these two guys absolutely showed out. 29 points for Gavin Shaw. Jace Unzen answered with 28 points in that same game. And then the Wilkinsons, they make this list, at least Grant usually does. He had a 35-point, 15-rebound game against Elkton, and in the same game, his cousin, Carter, went for 27 points, hit 7 three-pointers against Elkton. That's phenomenal. And then Jace Woods out of Washington had another huge game, had a 30-point game against Watertown on the weekend. Let's move to the girls' side, where Ashlyn Carlo Blunt has had a phenomenal season. She rarely plays a full game just because, you know, Makbia Lutz is just crushing teams, and she doesn't have to play the whole games. But a 21-point, 10-rebound double-double against Lee Deadwood with couple steals and some blocks as well. Kaylee Craddock, another one who just does a lot of the dirty work for Sioux Valley, and when she scores, it's just like an extra bonus for Sioux Valley, and she definitely did that on Friday night with a 25-point, 15-rebound, 4-block game against Flandreau, another really good quality opponent to put those type of numbers up against. Izzy Idy of Centerville led the way against Spirit Lake on Saturday morning with a 26.7 rebound game. Hilton Hines, you don't see many 37-point games in girls basketball, but that's what she did. She hit 4 threes against Spearfish and lit it up. Jalen Huntemer of Arlington, she's averaging well over 20 points a game this season, had another 28-point game with 4 three-pointers against Great Plains Lutheran. Casey Jatan of West Central helped her team win in triple overtime. Got 28 points against Roncalli. Ashlyn Copel, we talked about her. We do almost every week on this show, but had no problem whatsoever with Andy Central, Dakota Christian. 29 points in that game. Ashlyn Copel added 36 more points and 18 rebounds on Tuesday night against Sanborn Central Woonsocket, a big win for the Wagner Red Raiders. Lexi McNinch of Scotland Menno, how about this? A 20-rebound game against Platt Geddes. Also 16 points, so a really, really beefy double-double for McNinch. Great game for her. Ruby Moore of O'Gorman went out West River and had some fun. 28.6 three-pointers for Ruby Moore of O'Gorman on Saturday. Payson O'Neill of Bennett County, their team scored 88 points. She had 34 of them against Hay Springs. Kira Oakley of Parkston goes for a 28-point, 10-rebound game. A nice double-double against a top-10 team last Thursday in Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Olivia Padgett makes an appearance on this almost every single week. A 29-point game Friday, a 23-point game on Saturday, and then Tuesday night, a 37-point game against the number 3 team in AA, getting a win in overtime against Washington. But maybe the most impressive line on this whole Game Changers list could be Taylor Ruvers of Vermilion. 41.9 rebound game on Thursday, and then came back with a 33.6 rebound game against Duel 2 days later. So 74 points in a 3-day span for Taylor Ruvers. Max got a 27.9 rebound game against Highmore Herald, who just had one loss coming into that game. A huge game for her, and she also played well on Saturday against Sioux City Helan. And then Sydney Terveen. We talked about Ruby Moore getting it done on Saturday. Well, Sydney Terveen was the one getting it done on Friday, as she had a 28.5 three-pointer game against Stevens. Kate Scharf of Spearfish has had a tremendous year as a senior this year, and she put up some really good numbers on Tuesday night as well with a 25-point game. Did a really nice job with hitting 5 three-pointers in the process of getting a win over Sturgis.
All right, well, we need to take a moment and talk about some of the events that are taking place here in South Dakota this week. We have the state team duels for wrestling. We have the state gymnastics meet. And we also have the state esports tournament, all three taking place this Friday and Saturday in South Dakota. Pierre's going to be hosting the state team duel wrestling tournaments. You got the newly constructed gym in Mitchell that is hosting the state gymnastics meet. And then Aberdeen Central up in the Hub City hosting esports. So a lot of action taking place this week. Best place to find all of this is going to be on SDPB's YouTube channel. It's going to be basically the hub to find all of the streams for all three of these state tournament events. So go check that out. You can also go to sdpb.org/wrestling, sdpb.org/gymnastics, and sdpb.org/esports as well. We're going to have event photos and stuff like that throughout the week as well on those pages. So be sure to check that out. And one quick note too, action did get underway for some of the winter state events this past weekend too, with the State One Act Play Festival. We've listed all of the Superior Award recipients and the overall play category, the ensembles, and some of the great individual performers and things like that. Go check that out at sdpb.org/oneactplay. A bunch of photos as well from the State One Act Play Festival. Another phenomenal year for that. But yeah, stay tuned. We got a lot of events coming up this week here in South Dakota as we roll through the winter slate.
All right, who doesn't love a good dunk? We've had more dunks than we can count, it seems. Every year, more and more players able to rise up and flush one down. We did pick out several that we want to highlight here, but after watching so many dunks, thank you, first of all, for those of you who sent in dunks. That was great. We couldn't list them quite all, and we were trying to figure out how we want to, you know, showcase these guys, and we decided are the two most prolific dunkers, the two guys who probably have more dunks. I don't have that as an actual stat, but probably have the more dunks than anybody else in the state, are Will Cool and Jace Wood. So we're going to take those two and have them face off for Dunker of the Year, best dunker in the state. We'll get to that right after we show you some of the great honorable mentions that we had across the state. Let's get to some more dunks that we absolutely loved as we were looking through some of the best dunkers in the state. Number 10, Spearfish is playing St. Thomas More. Bennett Corton gets the inbound steal, dishes to a slashing Cameron Davis, and he goes for the monster dunk. Great putback, great way to keep it inbounds. They were losing that game, but that was a huge, huge play. Pierce Corday Austin gets the steal against Rapid City Central. And I'll take it the other way. Look at that, the exceptional launch point. He had got some air on that one before he put the exclamation point on.
Was able to just kind of put it in.
Of course, Blake Elwin, we got to throw in some alley-oop flushes.
Oh, man. Team chemistry, man, right there.
We got a stretch of alley-oopers coming. Here's Buzzy Gilton, who takes one in Thunder Basin. He thunders that one home.
I mean, just, I love it. You know, you see the reaction on the bench, too. It's just fabulous.
Kellen Arntz out of Baltic. He sneaks in for that long pass. Look at these passes.
Look at these passes. Yeah. I mean, we talked about the three-pointers this past week. Look at all these dunks that we've seen throughout the season. These are fabulous.
More three-point passes. There's Carson Pay of Dells, who launches one to Jace Brendy for the finish.
I mean, they make it look so easy. Do you think we could do this, Jandy?
Yes, I think we could. Give us some trampolines. We could do that. Spearfish is Mason Southern. How about this? They're passing it around, and then all of a sudden he sneaks back, and Cameron Davis gets another slam.
Oh, man. I mean, just the concentration and just anticipating where your guy is going to be. I mean, that takes a lot of work as far as the chemistry of it.
And then Lee Deadwood gets on it. Enzo Stone taps it free, fast break. Look at that, off the backboard to Blake Jensen.
Man, what is this, the NBA dunk contest?
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Another big one, Aiden Hansen. You like those backboard ones. Look at Aiden Hansen does to Drake Mickelson, the future D1 football player.
And right at the Corn Palace for that one, too. I mean, just if there's a spot to do that. How many dunks you think the Corn Palace has seen over the years?
Oh, man. And this next one was my number one dunk of the day. Chance Schoenfeld of Dubrook.
Man, the follow-through, right?
Look where he flies from.
Yeah, he sees it right away and is going to make an attack on that if it doesn't go in. And just the concentration to grab that in the air and put it back for the two-handed slam. Just look at this. Boom.
That's what I put as number one. That, to me, looked like the greatest difficulty. I don't know. What do you think, Nate? Did I get that kind of right?
I like it.
All right.
Right?
I'm sure out there, I am sure somebody's saying, what about my guy? You know, put it in the comments. Let us know. Put a link to it. We did the best we could to find them, but I guarantee there's more out there to look for, and I'm sure we missed a few.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, just seeing – I mean, it's all about – like, we see it in the NBA, and it's about – you know, we think it's so cool when the NBA does it, right?
Yeah.
But – and I know that, like, we're not trying to show off in high school, right? But there's a fun aspect right?
And
high school sports is about having fun.
It's motivational. Exactly. Like, the gym absolutely explodes in high school. In the NBA, you get used to it. But, like, it is still a party when somebody throws them down.
It's great. And to see all the kids doing it, well done. Just – yeah, keep slamming them down. Keep getting us up out of our chairs.
So, yeah, there's a lot of dunks that we showed you, and I'm sure we missed plenty more, and that's okay. Put them in the comments. Throw in the comments on YouTube, on Twitter, on Instagram, and share those dunks because we probably didn't get to all of them, but we got to some pretty good ones. But the dunkers that kept showing up again and again with the messages, and then when I went out and looked for them, were two guys. Will Cool out of West Central, Jace Woods out of Washington. I swear these guys average more than one dunk per game. These guys are as prolific as they come, and when you watch them, they make it look so easy. Here's a little clip of Will Cool doing his thing, getting all these alley-oops, and then Jace Woods hitting it on the break, and the places he's jumping from to make these dunks are crazy. So we want you guys to figure out, who is the best dunker in the state? And we're going to give you these two guys as your offering.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is look for this clip on Twitter, and then in that Twitter thread, go down and you can vote for either Will Cool or Jace Woods, and it'll be fabulous to see, of these two, who you think is the best
dunker.
The
king dunker? I don't know. What do you want to call it? The game time dunk king? I don't know. We'll figure it out. But by next week on the show, we will have a dunker of the week to talk about.
That sounds
great. Dunker of the year.
That sounds great. Well, as we do every week too, Jandy, we can't forget about the top tilts, some of the intriguing matchups that are going to be taking place here over the next week in South Dakota hoops. Who do you like?
Well, Friday, it really gets started. And let's take a look at what's happening on Friday. A lot of girls' matchups that are going to be really key. And then those Culver's Classic games are awesome, especially the Sioux Falls Christian Hamlin game. I think that's going to be one of the top games. And we're talking about title contenders. That's two of them. And then on Saturday at the Corn Palace, to continue the DWU Culver's Classic, they switch to boys' action and another just great lineup of games. Monday, we've got Ethan Parkston replaying what was originally scheduled to be a Hanson Classic game. Now on Monday, February 16th, and then the 17th, 1-2 in AA boys' basketball. Roosevelt takes on Lincoln, two coaches who know each other very well. They coached together a long time.
And this is going to be a tough battle for Roosevelt, you know, having to go across town, you know, to the 41st and Cliff to play at Lincoln. You know, there's going to be a ton. You're going to get, I think this is one of those games where you're going to get that high school atmosphere that everybody craves. So this will be a really tough test for Roosevelt, but it'll be really interesting to see how Roosevelt handles this. And fantastic games. We look forward to seeing how it all shakes out once again. It's been another week, man, I tell you.
Yeah, we can barely fit it into 30 minutes. I don't know how we do this.
The three-pointers, the dunks, the
matchups,
the matchups. It's just tremendous how everything's shaken out. So another great week here on Game Time. He's Jason Andera. I'm Nate Weck, and we'll see you next week.